From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we'll play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voanews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo ordering best services for victims of Kanjuruhan Stadium tragedy in Malang. Police Chief General Listio Sigit reviewing scene of tragedy in Malang. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where Indonesian President Joko Widodo has ordered Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin and East Java Governor Hovifah Indar Parawansa to provide the best service to those injured in a violence and stampede after a football match at Kanjuruhan Stadium, Malang District, East Java Province on Saturday evening. President Jokowi said while delivering a press statement at the Bogor Presidential Palace, West Java on Sunday. Jokowi asked the National Police Chief to conduct an investigation into and thoroughly probe the Kanjuruhan tragedy that left 129 people dead and 180 others injured. The president expressed his deep condolences for the tragedy that occurred after the League One football match between Arema FC of Malang and Persebaya of Surabaya. Jokowi also ordered PSSE to temporarily suspend the League One until the evaluation is completed and security procedures are improved. National Police Chief General Listio Sigit Prabowo arrived at Kanjuruhan Stadium in Malang District, East Java on Sunday to review the scene of tragedy which left 130 people dead and 180 others injured in a riot and stampede following a football match the day before. During the visit, Prabowo and Youth and Sport Minister Zainuddin Amali evaluated the implementation of football match and investigates the cause of the human tragedy. The National Police Chief has earlier sent a disaster victim identification DVI team to Malang District to mobilize all doctors of Bayangkara Police Hospitals in Malang, Kediri, and Surabaya to accelerate the process of identifying the bodies of people killed in the tragedy and provide medical services to the people injured in the tragedy. Indonesia and Australia have agreed to strengthen cooperation in eradicating illegal fishing near the sea borders between the two countries. The cooperation is part of efforts to prevent marine and fishery resources from the threat of illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing, IUUF, particularly in the border area between Timor Sea and Arafura Sea. Director General of Marine and Fishery Resources Surveillance at the Marine Affairs and Fisheries Ministry, Rear Admiral Adin Nurawaluddin, said in a press statement released on Sunday that the agreement is the realization of long-term resolution to the two countries agreed upon at the 22nd Indonesia-Australia Fisheries Surveillance Forum in Darwin, Australia. As a form of the commitment between the two countries contained in the IASFS document, Indonesia and Australia formed three working groups to realize the joint actions in supporting the efforts to combat illegal fishing. Let's continue with the international news, where U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on Sunday he sees no imminent invasion of Taiwan by China, but said China was trying to establish a new normal with its military activities around the island. A visit to Thailand early in August by U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi enraged China, which subsequently launched military drills near the island. Those have continued, although on a much reduced scale. The United States and its allies have responded to the drills by continuing to sail through the region. A U.S. Navy warships and a Canadian frigate made a routine transit through the Taiwan Strait on September 20. Malaysia is expected to deliver a slightly expansionary budget for the next year on Friday in a bid to boost voters' support ahead of a general election that could be called any day amid rising prices and fears of a global recession. Elections are not due until September 2023, but some factions of the ruling coalitions have called for an early vote this year despite the year-end monsoon season and ensuing floods. Regardless of the timing, the budget to be presented on October 7 will be the last one before the next polls. Singapore was successfully re-elected to the Council of the International Civil Aviation Organization, ICAO, retaining the seat it has held in the organization's governing body since 2003. The election took place at the 41st session of the ICAO's assembly held in Montreal, Canada, on Saturday. The Ministry of Transport said in a press release on Sunday, Transport Minister S. Iswaran said, Singapore is firmly committed to supporting ICAO in its unwavering efforts to build a resilient, inclusive and sustainable future for international aviation. The emergency ward at the main government hospital in Sehwan, a small town in southern Pakistan, is overwhelmed. On a recent visit, Reuters witnessed hundreds of people cram into rooms and corridors desperately seeking treatment for malaria and other illnesses that are spreading fast after the country's worst floods in decades. Hundreds of thousands of Pakistanis who fled their homes are living in government camps set up to accommodate them, or simply out in the open. Stagnant flood water spread over hundreds of square kilometers may take 2 to 6 months to recede in some places and have already led to widespread cases of skin and eye infection, diarrhea, malaria, typhoid, and dengue fever. Now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner. On Indonesian Embassy in Colombo participates in the Kebaya Goes to UNESCO campaign.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights. Indonesian Embassy in Colombo participates in the Kebaya Goes to UNESCO campaign. Listeners, the Indonesian Embassy in Colombo, Sri Lanka, participated in the Kebaya Goes to UNESCO campaign through a cultural and charity bazaar held in the courtyard of the Indonesian Embassy on Saturday. Indonesian Ambassador to Sri Lanka, Dewi Gustina Tobing, in her written statement on Sunday, explained that Kebaya Goes to UNESCO is a campaign carried out by the Kebaya lover community so that it can be recognized by the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization or UNESCO for Intangible Cultural Heritage. The campaign continues to receive support from various parties, including government agencies, Indonesian representatives abroad, and various communities. Ambassador Dewi said that the purpose of holding the charity bazaar was to help Sri Lankans in need as a result of the economic crisis. Proceeds from the sale will be donated to vulnerable communities in Sri Lanka. In addition, Ambassador Dewi further said the bazaar will also intended to commemorate the 70th anniversary of Indonesia-Sri Lankan diplomatic relations and the 30th anniversary of the Sri Lanka-Indonesia Friendship Association. Angklung musical instrument was also performed as part of the charity bazaar program, which was attended by government officials, diplomatic representatives, business people, religious leaders, and other invitees. The Kebaya lover community supported and participated in introducing the Kebaya, which is the hallmark and identity of Indonesian women, so that it can be recognized by UNESCO. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. We begin today in history with an event on October 3, 1932, when Iraq gained independence from Britain. Before coming under British rules in 1920, according to the mandate of the League of Nations, Iraq was part of the Ottoman Empire. Then, Iraq was under British rules during World War I. In 1920, Iraq was under the administration of the British Empire. On October 3, 1932, Iraq gained its independence from Britain and became a kingdom. In 1958, the monarchy was abandoned and declared to be the Republic of Iraq. Let's move on to the event on October 3, 1942 about AV-2A4, the first rocket to go through space. October 3, 1942 became a milestone in the history of spaceflight. On that day, for the first time, a rocket was successfully shot through the atmosphere and reach outer space. This was the first human-made object to successfully enter space. Germany as the first country to succeed the mission. Germany, which was then led by Adolf Hitler, was intensively developing long-range ballistic missiles. This rocket named AV-2A4, weighing 2 tons, was designed by a German scientist, Wernher von Braun. His creation was recognized internationally and then used in World War II. We end today in history with an event on October 3, 1990, when West Germany and East Germany united. After Germany's defeat in World War II, West Germany and East Germany were separated in 1949. West Germany and East Germany establish a separate state with a different form of government and economic system. In 1961, the Soviet Union built the Berlin Wall with the aim of preventing the East German people from fleeing to West Germany. Hopes for German reunification suddenly reappeared with the political reforms initiated by Soviet leaders Mikhail Gorbachev in 1985. The fall of the Berlin Wall in 1989 marked the unification of Germany. On October 3, 1990, West Germany and East was officially united.
Listen to Voice of Indonesia. The next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government has stated that the threat of the world food and energy crisis is getting real, so it is necessary to strengthen agricultural products in the country. Special Staff Assistant to the Vice President Guntur Subagja Mahardika disclosed it when he was a speaker at the International Conference on Indonesia and Global Affairs webinar entitled Food Security and the Indonesian Halal Industry on Thursday. He said that Indonesia has great food potential. Now it is the time to strengthen the production of locally sourced agricultural and food commodities. According to Guntur Subagja, the food crisis and hunger levels in many countries are increasing. The causes are the prolonged COVID-19 pandemic and geopolitical factors, including the impact of the wars between Russia and Ukraine. Guntur Mahardika asserted that this condition could have an impact on other countries if they did not take strategy steps to strengthen food security. The World Food Organization FAO data projects that by 2022, 181 million people in 41 countries are threatened with hunger. However, in terms of market economic indicators and the easing of the COVID-19 pandemic, Indonesia was actually able to recover faster. The national economic growth in the first semester of 2022 was about 5%, and the poverty rate, which at the time of the pandemic broke above 10%, returned to single digits. Guntur Mahardika also said that during the pandemic, Indonesia was actually able to self-sufficient in rice. Even it was in surplus of rice production so that it did not import, and Indonesia was awarded by the International Rice Research Institute, IRRI, for food self-sufficiency. The FAO data shows Indonesia is in the top three rice producers in the world after China and India. While in palm oil and palm oil commodities, Indonesia is the largest producer, followed by Malaysia and Thailand. The challenge is that Indonesia is still importing some main commodities for public consumption, such as soybeans, corn, certain types of beans, garlic, and some others. Guntur added that people have to move and it's time to change lifestyle by consuming local products.
Indonesia will soon have a new capital city, Nusantara, Indonesia. It's located in the heart of Kalimantan, the center of the archipelago, from Sabang to Merauke, from Miangas to Rote. New smart metropolis is the concept. The new capital city, Nusantara, a global city for all.
Apa yang harus
Post Office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I'm going to take you to Terawang Cave, which is located in Kedungwungu Village, Todanan District, Blora Regency, Central Java. Located 32 kilometers west of Blora City, this cave is located in the middle of a dense thick forest. The location is hidden, but this cave offers beauty for visitors. The limestone holes which are found in the ceiling of the cave can allow sunlight to enter and create a very beautiful silhouette. The right time to visit this cave is during daytime, because the beauty of this cave will be more visible when sunlight begins to enter the cave through small holes in the ceiling. You can hunt for beautiful photos with typical views in this cave. To go to the Terawang Cave from Blora City, you have to go towards the Ngawen Market T Junction. Then turn right across the road to Japa, Padaan, Ngapus, until you arrive at Todanan. Around Terawang Cave Tourism Area, which covers 13 hectares, there are 5 other caves that are also beautiful. If you visit this area, take the time to visit one of these 5 Instagrammable caves. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Kembali dalam satu malam.
yang takkan pernah terganti. Janji suci yang dulu pernah terucap masih tersimpan dalam hatiku. Oh, sesungguhnya ku masih menantikanmu mengisi ruang di hatiku.
Listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about the clinic, which means at the clinic. So stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Minum Obatnya Berapa Kali? Minum Obatnya Berapa Kali? Which means, how many times I take the medicine? This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a clinic staff. The clinic staff tells about medication rule to Dev by using the word Kali. Kali, which means times. Let's listen to the conversation.
Minum obat ini 3 kali sehari.
Maksudnya, saya minum obat ini 3 kali dalam 1 hari.
Oke,
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to give you vocabulary of the day. You can repeat after me. Minum, minum, which means drink or take. Obat ini, which means this medicine. Tiga kali, which means three times. Sehari, sehari, which means a day. Minum obat ini tiga kali sehari. Minum obat ini tiga kali sehari. Take this medicine three times a day. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, minum obat ini tiga kali sehari. Minum obat ini tiga kali sehari, which means take this medicine three times a day. In the sentence, there is an expression, tiga kali, which means three times. The word kali, kali, which means times, is an expression to mark a frequency of an activity. In the sentence, the expression tiga kali sehari, which means three times a day, is used to state a frequency of taking medicine, which means tiga kali dalam satu hari, or three times a day. To state the frequency of an activity, you can use the word kali, kali, which means times. And it is also like a time unit, for example, sehari, sehari, which means a day, or satu hari, which means one day. In addition, you can also place another adverb before the time unit, before the word kali. Kali, which means time. For example, satu hari tiga kali, which means one day, three times. Let's listen to the other examples of an expression to state a frequency of activity. Saya berenang satu minggu dua kali. Saya berenang satu minggu dua kali, which means I swim twice a week. Saya periksa gigi 6 bulan sekali. Saya periksa gigi 6 bulan sekali, which means I take a teeth examination once in 6 months. In the conversation, the clinic staff mentions the word sehari. Sehari, which means a day. It states a time unit formed by the prefix se, which means one, and the basic noun of hari, hari, which means day. To state another time unit which means one, you can use the prefix se. For example, seminggu, seminggu, which means 1 week. Sebulan, sebulan, which means 1 month. And setahun, setahun, which means 1 year. Well, listener, before we end the program, let's listen to the conversation once again.
Minum obat ini tiga kali sehari.
Maksudnya, saya minum obat ini tiga kali dalam satu hari.
Alright, VOI listener, wherever you are, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to learn Indonesian language. I'm Rahma signing out. Sampai jumpa.
Thank you. Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao. 以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播，我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Masih terasa ku ingat detik itu kisah kita bersama seperti pertama.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOA listener, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Ada Untukmu by Tiok Satrio feat. Vivian. The song, which was released in 2019, tells about someone who truly loves his lover. Whatever the trials, whatever the conditions, the love for his lover has not diminished in the slightest. The song Ada Untukmu, which means be there for you, teaches us about the power of love, which if lived seriously, will surely become a strong relationship and not easily fall apart despite the many trials that hit. Well, listener, here is Tiok Satrio with the keroncong song entitled Ada Untukmu.
Genggamlah tanganku bersamaku, kau kan menentukan arah. Ku di sini di sampingmu, ku kan selalu ada untukmu.
Dirimu, yakinkan hatimu teman.
Mas James.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Berawal dari tatap, indah senyummu memikat, memikat hatiku yang hampa lara. Senyum membawa tawa, tawa membawa cerita, cerita kasih indah tentang kita. Terkadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terluka. Membuatku tertawa di saat hati ini terbawa, terbawa oleh cintamu untukku, untuk kita. Terkadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terluka. Terbawa oleh cintamu untukku, untuk kita.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.vionews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Savitri Ardella. See you on the next English program.